And now, the final segment of Interview's four-part special on The Doors. We will begin with another unreleased poem by Jim Morrison, never before heard on radio. It's entitled, Hitler.
Adolf Hitler is still alive. Boos. I slept with her last night. Yeah. Come out from behind that false mustache, Adolf. I know you're in there. Ha ha. You favor life. He sides with death. I straddled the fence, and my balls hurt.
All right, here's the story as I know it. This is what everybody in Radioland will get.
Ray Manzarek.
The death certificate said, in French, the translation was, his heart stopped. And it never listed any cause. And maybe the translation is wrong, but saying his heart stopped is like saying he stopped breathing. Well, you know he stopped breathing. You know his heart stopped when he died. How did he die? What caused his heart to stop is what we want to know.
Would be a relevant question, I would assume.
It's automatic, but this is the French night court doctor. I guess this was called your local mortician, or what's he called?
The coroner.
Right? Yes. He was the night coroner. And there's another story or two that I can't think of offhand that adds further complications to it. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Are you suggesting by any chance that he did not die?
I am telling you the story, and I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised. I would think it would be brilliant, absolutely brilliant. If Jim was in Africa, who knows? Maybe he did give it all up and went to Africa.
You remember when we were in Africa?
Why is there a question? I ask myself. Well, I could give standard answer number 3.
The Doors drummer, John Densmore.
Maybe I'm charmed by the idea, the romantic idea, that he is still alive. But I have to say that if there's anybody who'd do it, he'd do it. He's the only guy I've ever known in my life that I could think that would do something like that.
Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. The fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. The moths and atheists are doubly divine in dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. We got our final vision by clap. Columbus's groin got filled with green death. Touched her thigh and death smiled.
During the recording of American Prayer, it was said by everyone involved that at one time or another, Jim Morrison's presence would be felt in the studio as the taping was taking place. I wanted to know from Ray Manzarek if this had happened on any other occasion.
No, only in the studio, in working on an American Prayer, did we sort of collectively feel Jim's presence there. On the third meeting, listening to the tapes, a little bird flew in and just kind of fluttered around the room for a little while, fluttered over everybody's head, and then flew out an open window. And we all looked at each other and said, here he is. He was here, fluttered over us and gave us his little blessing and said, okay, you guys, you know what I want. Now do it the right way for me, and flew out the window.
This came directly after you had finally said, okay, let's do it?
Mm-hmm. Take that for what it's worth, a coincidence.
Interesting, because birds have been used as symbols for as long as we got history, as far as things like that.
Yeah, the soul, the fluttering soul. The word man came by as a bird man and fluttered over us and fluttered out.
I'll always be a word man, better than a bird man.
Crucifixion. They crucified Jim Morrison on his own genitals. I think he was crucified in the press. I think he was crucified in the public's mind. They crucified his spirit. It wasn't a cross. They crucified him on a phallic symbol. He was crucified because he dared to speak about phallic things. And you can't do that. But in the future, we'll be able to talk about anything and take it as a very normal part of life. But because he dared speak about it, in this Puritan society we live in, we are still a puritanical society, he was crucified. And now he's not with us. Now all we have left of the man are his words to guide us.
Give us a creed to believe, a night of lust. Give us trust in the night. Give of color a hundred hues, a rich mandala for me and you. And for your silky pillowed house, a head, wisdom, and a bed. Troubled decree, resolute mockery has claimed thee.
And we're lucky we had him. We're lucky he was around. He won't be around again. They don't come by often, those types. You get them once in a generation, once in a decade, once every 50 years, maybe.
Do you know how pale and wanton and thrillful comes death in a strange hour? Unannounced, unplanned for, like a scaring, over-friendly guest you've brought to bed. Death makes angels of us all and gives us wings where we had shoulders smooth as raven's claws. No more money, no more fancy dress. This other kingdom seems by far the best, until its other jaw reveals incest and loose obedience to a vegetable law. I will not go. Prefer a feast of friends to the giant family.
I think we've had our Jim Morrison now. I don't think another one will be along for a long time. And I miss him, frankly.
This is the end, you cheerful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free. You'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end of nights we try to die.
There are many people who deserve thanks for the realization of this four-part interview of The Doors. The first is interview's producer and engineer, Bill Levy. Without the contribution of his talent and creativity, this certainly would have been an impossible venture. Secondly, Morrison biographer Danny Sugarman, who stuck with this project from beginning to end and was an inspirational factor throughout. Special thanks are due to the Doors manager Bill Siddons and concert promoter Rich Linnell for their trust and patience. Also, to Jack Snyder of KMET for The Stone. My personal thanks to my partner Jack Morris for believing in me enough to wait 2 years for this show to be completed. Thanks also to Robbie Carroll and Kurt Daniels, and special thanks to the people at Elektra Asylum Records. Finally, my sincere gratitude to Ray Manzarek, Robbie Krieger, John Densmore, and Jim Morrison for the music and the poetry that have opened so many doors for me. I'm Jim Ladd.